You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we're following up on the Leshem is closing out Shar Aleph soon. With Perek Tes, we're going to see the end of Shar Aleph. And so what Shar Aleph has been revealing to us is really the Leshem setting up the three very fundamental building blocks of the system. Number one is what cannot be spoken about. That which never enters into the scene, that which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol prior to the Tzimtzum. Atzmusa Yisparach, or the grasp of some essence of godliness, that is unspeakable. We can be shoylel, our ability to grasp it. We can speak about it, or our inability in negative terms. It's what we can't even realize that we can't grasp. But that is what was there before Tzimtzum. Then you have Or Ein Sof, Kavyachol, and the world of Adam Kadmon, and the world of Atzilus. Here, what we encounter is this radical paradox, which Leshem is going to be giving us for the entire Sefer, of the infinitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's expressed in the worlds of Or Ein Sof, to the degree that it can't be nislabesh in any real way, and the impossible unity between the infinite essence, so to speak, as it is revealed after Hashem was mitzamsim himself in the Shem Havaya, which is the world of Atzilus. And here we encounter the impossible kind of unity between the infinite essence that can't be revealed and the Shem Havaya, which is something that can be revealed, and how the infinite essence that can't be revealed, even though it still can't be revealed, it is revealed somehow, some way, through the Shem Havaya itself, which is representative as the world of Atzilus, which is the impossible unity between vessels and lights. Ihu v'garmayhu chad b'hon. How? It's a raza d'neim nusa, it's impossible. Down to the world of Atzilus, Zer'an ben Anukva of Atzilus, where we can identify, that's still a place where we can speak about Elukus, where we speak about godliness, the identification of that space with godliness. What that space is, their names, notions, concepts, as we see throughout Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So that's the second shlav. So you have that which you cannot speak about before the Tzimtzum, that which you can speak about from the Tzimtzum down to the world of Atzilus, to the limit of the world of Atzilus, specifically Zer'anpin V'nukva, which are Shemos Havaya and Adnus. And in that place, the essence is still revealed in spite of the fact that it can't fully be revealed, which is what we've been talking about, knowing its essence, but not knowing its existence, but not grasping its essence. And even if you want to say you could grasp its essence, it's also only knowing its existence. But knowing its existence is also grasping the essence, as the Hashem is telling us over and over. And then you're going to have the third category of what happens after Atzilus, which is the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, the three gradations and development of limitation. And over here, the Leshem is very careful to delicately balance, and we came in contact with this strongly last week, is that the worlds of separation do not function in the same way that the worlds of that Atzilus functions. Atzilus is identifiable with godliness through the paradoxical and impossible unity between the essence and that which is not the essence. But even though it's not the essence in the world of Atzilus, it still bears the mark of the essence. But in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, beyond the neshama sheben neshama, which is what we identified as the level of Chaya, which is associated with Chachma and Olam HaAtzilus in it, everything else is not identifiable with godliness. It's not identifiable. Now, it might very well be that the concept that we need to come onto here is the language of the Tzemach Tzedek, where he says that although it's not God, it's gottlich, it's godly, meaning it's not to deny the inherent expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence in all things, right? That I forgot to say. All of the distinctions that Leshem is making are not about what's there, what's not there. It's about what we're able to grasp. And the world's a bria yetzira anathiyah. In that place, there's a foreclosure on the grasping of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead, what we have a grasp of, as we saw, is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create existence as we grasp it, which is the proof of the fact that He wants it, is that it exists. We do come in contact with the essence of Hashem's Ratzon there. And by accessing Hashem's Ratzon in the worlds of Briyat, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, we access the Shem Havai in the world of Atzilus. And by accessing the Shem Havai in the world of Atzilus, we're accessing Or Ein Sof Kavyachol. That's what the Lashon referred to as the Tamsitz Ha'ara, the Shechina, the Yerida of Malchus of Atzilus into the worlds of Bri, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, which is the Tamsitz Ha'ara. It's the Shechina HaKadosh Kavyachol. And that Tamsitz Ha'ara is a garment to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we grab hold of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we extrapolate ourselves back up to the world of Atzilus, where we can identify Malchus of Atzilus as being a vehicle that reveals the essence of godliness, so to speak, which brings us back to that place of Tachlis Yediyah Shaloneida, which is realizing that everything that we're continuing to speak about is still only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Yeah? Say there. Perek Ches. Vihine kol zehu al pi ma shemilamdenu kadosh elyon rabbeinu haramak zecher lebracha v'sefer pardes shar tzach zechoyz perek gimel. Meaning, this is what we were talking about before. Why is the Leshem saying Shemlamdenu Kadosh Elyon Rabbeinu Haramak? Kadosh Elyon Rabbeinu Haramak. The Leshem was a living tradition. He was mukusher to the neshamos of the tzaddikim as they were niskala in their svarim, which is what we have in the Leshem svarim themselves. That it's not just I saw in the Ramak or in the Pardes Rimonim. Kadosh Elyon Rabbeinu Haramak, but say for Pardes Rimonim Shar Tzach Zechos. Now again, with the Ramak, there's a long diyun about the role that the Ramak plays in terms of how we understand Kabbalah Sa'arizal and how we understand Kabbalah Sa'arizal. We're not going to go too fully into it right now, but all of the tzaddikim, even though there needs to be a separation between the Ramak and the Arizal, the Ramak spoke in a world of tohu without the secrets of the partsufim, as we're going to see, and the Arizal was machadesh, a certain new language. Nevertheless, the Ramak is a fundamental pathblazer and the very road that leads to the Arizal. The Ramak was the compilation of all of the previous iterations of Kabbalistic thought from the Rishonim, from the Kadmoinim, and he sorted through, created an orchard of pomegranates, literally of many trees, and he would paskin, you know, here's what we feel, but it was still mupshat. It wasn't nearly as many details as the Arizal. It was just concepts, very real concepts. But they met each other in Tzvas, and Arizal was the one who was able to identify the burial place of the Ramak, and the Arizal is a continuity of the Ramak, but it exceeds the Ramak as well. But the Ramak says as follows: Va'inyin hu, ki loy machshavoysav machshavoysenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts are not like our thoughts. V'lo drachav drachenu, and our ways are not like His ways. For when an individual imagines within their mind, within their intellect, the creation of some existence, whatever it might be, bless you, the thought or the contemplation of the individual with regards to the creation of this thing has no effect. And even if a person imagines the very details in their mind, the very shape of that existence that they desire to create, it's as if it doesn't exist whatsoever until it emerges in actualization so that it can be actual. V'nimsa ha'poyel shalim en ha'koyach. That when it comes to the human experience, to the limitations of the human mind, we find that action or actualization expresses more fullness or wholeness than potential does. Because potential is a non-existent, and actualization is the emergence of non-existent into existence. And the metaphysical laws, which we tend to limit ourselves to, see presence and existence as far more valuable than non-existence or potential. And therefore, the human mind will come to the conclusion that actualization is of a higher degree of expressivity than potential. Ki ha-koach chaser ha-metzius ve'ein lo-metzius v'shleimus klal. because potential is literally lacking existence, and it has no existence and no fullness whatsoever. V'hapoel hu ha'ikar v'hametzias. But action and actualization is the essential point as well as the existence itself. V'zulaso ein davar. And without actualization, there's nothing. V'ein kein pu'ulaysav v'havyoysav shal melech malchi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the case when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings. Ki kasher Allah b'ritzaynoi lahavoyz laha'atzil atzilas hatar v'HaKadosh. Because when it emerged within his infinite will to create and to allow the emanation of the world of Atzilus in its purified and holy form, hine az ne'etzal v'netztayr kuloi ba'atzmusoi b'li shinoi b'chas v'shalom. Immediately. And when we say immediately here, it's not that there's a cause and effect. It's an immediacy that we can't describe in terms of the temporal lag or duration between cause and effect. It's an immediacy that it is the very thing itself. The Aliyah Saratzon is the expression of the very thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol was Allah Biritzono. Again, what Rav Itzchmeyer Shlita utilizes, it's the language that's kind of drawn from the Rebbe Rashab, although not explicit, is that when we're talking about these ideas of existence prior to actualization, or the existence in a potential form, it's referred to as a metzias she'ina metzias. It's not non-existence. It's an existence that takes the shape of a non-existence. Meaning, because we have to say it exists, on the other hand, we have to say it doesn't exist. So the way we say it is that it's an existence by way of non-existence. Meaning we're talking about the emergence of the possibility of multiplicity within the essence, which we need with every ounce of our effort to be sholel and negate any aspect of multiplicity. To impose or apply the very possibility of multiplicity or dargin within atzmusa, within that which is infinite, is tantamount to the heretical postulation of limitation and measurement to God. But on the other hand, we see that in order for existence to be rooted in the loftiest place and maintain its connection, it also has to be rooted there. So it's the histairus kulo ba'atzmusa b'li shinoi v'alchas v'shalom. Ela metzius misyached imoy ad she'ein bein hamatzil v'hametzius ahu hevdel klal. But rather the existence is unified with that source of the existence to the extent that there is no distinction between the source of the existence and the existence itself whatsoever. Elohu vehem hakol davar echad ve'etzam echad v'chule v'chule. Meaning here we see the language that the Ramak is using is what the Leshem has been teaching us about the relationship between Or Ein Sof and the Shem Havaya of Olam Ha'atzilus. That hu, shmo hu v'hu shmo. V'chein od midvar v'bezeh b'ilema b'ein shemesh tamor. Ilema was the sefer that the Ramak wrote towards the end of his life, which Leshem points out is much clearer that he was working with the very same concepts of the Arizal. Here you see him already utilizing language of Partzufim based on the writings in Daniel. And so it's clear, the Leshem is showing how the Ramak is a real hamshacha. Seder. U'be'in ha'b'doy lech tamar. V'nei kein hu al derech zeh inyin ritzone yisbarach shemo. And it is this way as well when it comes to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're going to see, if we saw that the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neslabish in the world of Bri Yitzir and Asiya, then again, these same halachos are going to be applicable to worlds of Bri Yitzir and Asiya as well. V'nei kein hu adarach zeh inyin ritzoni yisbarach shemo. Hine hu mitzius oirei atzmo. That the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the existence of his light, meaning his light is found in the world of Atzilus, his Ratzon is found in the worlds of Bri Yitzira and Asiya, but his Ratzon is in and of itself his light. Ulachein amarnu ki hadavik biritzono hu davik by mamish. And therefore one who connects to that tamsitz ha'ara that continues to exist in the worlds of separation, which is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Keser of Malchus. At that point, the person is mamish davik bo. Amnan kvar amarnu. Shagam shekol ha-Torah kula hinei hu or ritzon imamish. But wait, even though we just said that if you're attaching yourself to the ratzon of the Torah, of the Perek Shira, of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that animates and gives life to the worlds of Bri Yitzir and Asiya, so we've already said, even though we've said that it's his or ritzon imamish vihi or kedushasa gufo, and that it's the light of his holiness, so to speak, Im kol zeh, nevertheless, hine ein giloy lanu me'or kedushaso sheba elarak biyediya v'lo bahasaga. We don't have a grasp of that essence, because we can never have a grasp of the essence, but we have a knowledge of its existence. Ve'ein anu masigim ba. We don't grasp it in the sense of understanding it as an equal level playing field where I can grasp the thing entirely, pointing to the fact that I am on equal playing field, is it? Because that's an impossibility. Kedushas lemala mikedushas eichem. Ein anu masigim ba elarak al derech hasagasenu b'chol b'chinas ratzon. All we can grasp is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that it exists. Shehu ratzon v'lo metzias, which is a desire, not an existence. Right, so he says, so you're grasping everything in it. And then he says, but you're not really grasping everything. You only have a knowledge of everything. And then he continues. You're grasping the ratzon. But the ratzon is the vehicle through which a person can now have access to the thing itself. But then the leshem is going to come back, like the seesaw. He says, you grasp it, you don't grasp it, you grasp it. Hagam sheba emes hare have ritzono bo or kedushaso atzmo. And even though I just weakened the identification between Ritzono and Oro because I have to keep that distance clear, nevertheless, even though we can still really say Hare Hove Ritzono Ba Or Kedushaso Atzmo, in truth, it's mamish not so different. It's the same thing. V'chena manu gamken ki nehi rak tamsit ha'ara levad me'or ikari asher lamala. It's only a tamsit ha'ara, but it's still a tamsit. It's still a tamsit. It's a quintessence of that ha'ara. V'chena amru razal novlos chachma shomala Torah. Meaning the Torah that we have a hasaga of down here is only the residual drops of the Torah ha'elyona, of the Torah kaduma. Now, obviously it's the same Torah itself, it's the same osios, it's the same dots and lines, it's the same black fire and white fire, but as we understand, there's infinite iterations. The Ramban himself points this out in the Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, but the teaching that I love very much on this is from Rav Yochanan Wasserman, Hashem Yim Kom Domo, where he writes, Torah Hashem Tamima. Meshivas Nafesh. What does it mean, Torah Hashem Tamima? It means that even after everything is said and done, from Torah Moshe all the way down to the last possible Chiddush that will be iterated in the grand scheme of history, when all of the sum total of all iteration and thought is expressed, it is still as if the book has not even been opened or scratched. It is still as perfect as it was in its original state prior to the possibility of understanding. And this is what the Rashash means when the Rashash implies what he means. The Rashash says at the end of Haktamas Rechovas Anar that the Kav or Ein Sof is the Torah itself. And when Mikubalim wanted to come to Yerushalayim and wanted to leave their Rebbe, the Ben Ish Chai, and they said, who should we find? Where should we go? Beit El, where should we go? He says, someone who could explain this to you, this teaching of the Torah being the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in the world, that's the person who should be your Rebbe. Maybe it was the Seven Sassim who said it, I forget exactly who. But the point is that the Torah and the Ratzon are still a Tamsitz Ha'ara. V'chein Amr Rezal, Noiv L'Ischach M'Shamal HaTorah, V'chein B'Kehel Esraba, Kol HaTorah Sh'Adam Lamed Bo'ilam Hazeh, Hevel Hu Lefnei Torah Sh'Bo'ilam Haba. Ki Ka'asher Yisbatel Kol Azuama, because when all of the pollution is undone, V'Yizdachachu Kol Ha'avius, and all of the thickness will be refined, and when all of the partitions are refined to the degree where there's no separation between us down here in the worlds of separation and the essence of his light as is expressed above in the world of Atzilus, then his light, which is hidden within his Ratzon, will be fully expressed in the worlds of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. Again, not identifiable with at this point. Again, the Leshem, in line with the Bris Menucha, Sefer Kadmon in Kabbalah, that the Arizal is very much maskim to. The Rebbe Ravitcher Meir Shlita, they just put out like a 100-pound book, a commentary on the Bris Menucha with all of the commentaries. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov said it was a fundamental sefer. It has the kavanos of the Kohen Gadol, lefnayu lefnim, a certain way of understanding the Kabbalah of the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. What does it mean to be in these lower worlds? And so we know that the end of history with the seventh millennia is typically the emergence of the eschaton, which is the emergence of Mashiach and the end of history. But what the Bris Menucha says very quickly, and the Ramchal utilizes this also, and Leshem will see it in Kadosh, is that no. Seventh millennia is the ascent back up to Bina, because if history is the unfolding from above to below, then the emergence towards the end of history is the ascent from below back to above. So the sixth millennia, we came down to the world of Malchus, and then Malchus is going back up to Zer Anpin, which is the sixth millennia, Chesed, Gvur, Tveres, Netzach, Hod Yesod, and Malchus. And then B'Shvi'i is going to be the bittul of everything, which is an aliyah back up into Bina. But then Zakh de Bris Menucha, there's also an aliyah le'elef hashmini, which is an emergence back into the top of Bina, and then Tashi'i, which is going into a place of Chachma, and then Asiri, which the Leshem says is where a person no longer has any ability to speak anymore. And so while we're not talking about the identification with the emergence of the light of Atzilus down into the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, we're not at the point of refinement to the degree that it's revealed to have been nothing other than not a fake illusion, but a real illusion, an illusion that is real. But this emergence of the light down here also is the zichuch to reveal that even down here is like above, and all of the multiplicity in the worlds and the shapes and refinement and limitation is all there just to reveal an even deeper level of unity that existed in the world of Atzilus beforehand. And at this point, Kamesha Kasuv, I'm sorry, V'yizdachachu kol ha'avius, and all of the thickness will be refined, V'amesachim ha'mafsikim eleinu bein or kedushaso eikari asher lamala ba'atzilus, az yispashet or kedushaso atzme lamata gamkein. Then the light of His Holiness is going to emerge down here, V'nigla kved Hashem el kol basar. And at that point, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish going to be revealed to everybody. El kol basar zot chasidus, the body itself. The body is the final frontier to the extent that the body is going to be revealed, like we saw from the Leshem and the implication of the Leshem in Perek Shira, the previous Perek, that the body is going to be revealed, the highest point of the encounter with godliness. K'may shekosev v'lo yechanef oid meirecha, right, which is again when a person looks at oimik chabad, oimik chasidus, whenever a pasuk is being brought to describe what's going to happen when everything is refined, it's the same pasuk. V'lo yechanaf oid merecha v'hayu einecha ro'eses merecha. There will no longer be a partition or mediation between you and the immediacy of the thing. Ki achshav ayidei shehirak tamtzitz ha'ara levad. Now, even though it's the quintessence of that revelation of the ratzon that is the expression of the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Atzilus, meaning the Leshem here is saying that it can't be that mitzad this tamsitza ha'ara, because no matter how small we want to make it, if you're touching a chelik of the etzem, you're touching the etzem kulo. So it can never be the limitation on grasping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, can never be mitzad what is being revealed. Because if there's any revelation, then everything is being revealed. That's the joke here, that Ein Sof can be mischalek into all of the dargan, but every darga you look at is going to be a kol kulo of an expression of Or Ein Sof kavyachol. So the shinoi then is what? Then why is it that gilui is not here? That shinoi is mitzad ha'avius, thickness, zuama, pollution. Avius is a natural thickness of what happens when something emerges from potential into actualization. Zuama is pollution that is as a result of volitional choice. Nifsika choymas barzel. There's been a choymas barzel, which is the mesach at the top of the world of Bria that separates us from access back into the world of Atzilus. And it blocks between Yisrael l'avim shabashmayim. And we can't grasp anything but the hasaga of that there's a ratzon to the Bria. We don't know the chesed of the Bria. We don't know the gvura of the Bria. We just know the keser of the Bria. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a velt. Because that point, why is it that we could always hold on to that hasaga of keser, of malchus? We don't have a hasaga of chachmas of malchus, of bina of malchus. We don't have the chaga, we don't have hasaga. But we have hasaga of the ratzon of malchus. It's the kedusha of ratzon. That ratzon can't be nifgam. That always survives. And be'emes, it's really the malchus of the keser of malchus, which Rav Itchemeyer says is the malchus of the keser of malchus is the emuna in the ability to be moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what remains with us. The emuna, the belief that in the end of the day, there's an ungraspable thing that we will give everything over for. That's what carries itself through. But until the test sfiros tachtonos, of keser, of malchus da'atzilus, are not grasped. But in the future, when all of the partitions are negated and separated, as when all of those partitions are negated, there's going to be a revelation, and it's going to be grasped by way of vision of all of the Ratzon and in all of the light of His Holiness that exists within it, mamish, mamish. And then it's going to be more than just a hasag of the Ratzon, but it's going to be a hasag of Metzius, who amisas Ritzono kamoshehu. And that is the fullest expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires in and of itself. Nimtza, it turns out, Shekol HaGilui Asher Yesh Lanu Ata Bo, the revelation that we have at this point from him, Hine Ein Oirech Lo, that the grasp that we have, ein aruch lo, the word aruch here is a very delicate word. It's a very delicate word. But ein aruch means that there's no relative value or no relative measure between the quantity and the quality. No, rather, I mean, that's good. What I'm struggling with here is that in Chassidus, ein aruch lecha means ein doimelach, the implication that there can be a similarity. Okay, they operate within the same playing field. Ein aruch means that there's quite literally no relative positioning wherein these two concepts can be identified. And so what I'm struggling with here is that what I was thinking is that if the Leshem is saying ein aruch, bein, there's ein aruch bein, that which is revealed now and that which will be revealed in the future. That's hard, because we know that tam tzitz ha'ara still is an expression of the essence itself. But the Leshem is saying be'echus u'bekamus, meaning there's no measure, there's no relative measure to the quantity or the quality of the revelation. But that doesn't mean, I believe, it doesn't mean that the thing itself that's being conveyed in the tam tzitz ha'ara is of a different sort. Adraba, everything is there. But the ein aruch, the lack of relative positioning, is more mitzad, the quantity and the quality of it, which is already expression versus essence. Hein be'eichos neged haratzon amitis v'ayikari sheyizkala az. Zehu she'amar shekol ha'torah she'adam lomid ba'olam hazeh hevel hu lifnei torah she'ba'olam haba. Okay, I think we'll move a little bit quicker through Perek Tes. Or we'll get up to where we get to in Perek Tes. Any questions or clarifications? Tzad chet eitz adas, or bevadai. There's on every darga that a person finds themselves, there's a panimi and a makif. And so the Leshem in Deya Beis, in the second volume of Deya, really goes farther into the relationship of, you know, Adam Arishon, Gan Eden, and the continuity of reality that really history didn't exist in Gan Eden. The birthplace of existence is Chet Adam Arishon, or Miyota Levana. And so there's going to be gradational levels of the Zuama of the Olam versus the particular experience of Zuama on each level. It's Domim Someach Chai Medaber, Ruach Mayim Afar, and Sameach, and all of the different and Eish, I'm sorry, Seder. Dibor is not, but that's a Dibor, meaning the Dibor. It's Dibor and Ratzon. I mean, it depends. If you look in Shar Yichud Vemuna of the Balatanya over there, we see that Dibor is mamish. Dibor is osios. Dibor is osios. And Be'emes, what the Balatanya, and we're going to see this also, here there's a split. It could be expressed always in two ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be revealed in Oros or in Shemos. Giluyim or Shemos. Oros are the worlds and the Olamos and the Partsufim and the different expressions of Oros and Kalim. And the Shemos are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which convey that vehicle. And so the letters, the osios, and the dibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anoichi, and that sustained utterance that exists, that's looking at the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world by way of osios, by way of dibor. At which point the dibor is still not, it is emergent from the medaber, but it's not the medaber. If you can extrapolate the silent aleph, meaning that silent aleph, which is still, aleph Rav Kook points out in Reish Milin, aleph is ulpan, which means why? Because it's always acharayim. That the beginning of speech, aleph, is always the implication that I'm translating something unspeakable. and the question of that which comes before the Aleph. Beseder. Beseder. So let's go weiter. Amnan hu. Here the Leshem is going to bring us back to what we had to know also. Nevertheless, even though all that we have of that Ratzon, of that essential Ratzon, is only a quintessence of its illumination, Im kol zeh, hinehi tamtzitz ha'ara mekula b'li chiser b'davar me'uma. It's a fractal, meaning all we have is an irreducible remainder, but the irreducible remainder is an expression of the entirety of the thing, without any deficiency. V'lo od. Ela she'oisei atamsitz ha'ara asher nispashta aleinu, hine hu hu ha'yesoid ha'ma'amid, es koil giluya v'ayikarius, barach shamoya she'lamala ba'atzilus. In addition to the fact that everything is truly revealed in the limited expression of what's revealed, also from a perspective of tachlis, from a perspective of the purpose of things, we're not talking about the architecture of things, but from the purpose of the architecture, this down here, this tamsis ha'ara, is the fundamental purpose of all of it. Soif masav machshav tchila. This irreducible remainder of the tamsitz of the ha'ara of the ratzon of a kadosh baruch hu, which is identifiable with the or ein sof kavyachol, the very purpose of all of it is to be fully revealed down here. Down here is the essential revelation, meaning in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. It's what gives life, it's the foundation, it's what gives sustenance and upkeep to all of the revelations above that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in the world of Atzilus. Meaning we are the mechanism. Down here is how we uphold the Giloy up there. The way that the Giloy up there is upheld and expressed even deeper comes about through what we identify as Avoida Letzarech Gavoa. The notion that is brought from the Kadmoinim of the fact that divine service is not only for the sake of the refinement of the human being, but rather what God allows us to conceive of. Again, God allows us to conceive of the notion that our divine worship is also for the sake of God himself, so to speak. As if there is a certain addition or value that emerges not only for the self, but for God himself, so to speak. Which is a very powerful notion that, again, it's like the secret that the king puts the prince on a higher throne than him, but everyone knows that the prince is sitting on a higher throne only because the king has allowed him to. It's like we saw in Birchas Kohanim from the Zidichover, that Yisa Hashem panavei lecha v'yichuneka. Yisa Hashem, the implication is that like a father who puts their child on their shoulders and you look up to them, implying that the father is looking up to the child. Now, even though we know that the father is higher than the child, nevertheless, the love that the father has for the child is to such a degree that the father wants the child to feel that it's almost somehow on an equal playing field with the father. Nishmas Yisrael. The Rebbe of Itchemeyer is brought also from Yosefus that there's a story. It says that everybody knows that the king is the most important, but everyone knows that the king listens to what the queen says. And so it turns out that the queen is the most important. But everybody knows that the queen and the king only listen to what the prince and the princess say. So, but at the same point, everybody knows that the value given to the queen and to the children is through the father. Meaning that without all the gendered notions of that. Beseder. K'mayshakasav b'shmuel rabasi. As it's written in Shmuel Rabasi, again, that down here is how we uphold the avoida up there. Elecha nasati es einai hayoshve b'shamayim. It is to you that I have raised my eyes, he who sits in the heavens. She'ilulei ani kavyachol ein hu yoshev b'shamayim. That kavyachol, meaning Hashem has allowed us to think this. Kavyachol is chaf beis yachol. The ability to speak 22 letters allows us to imagine such a thing. Kavyachol, God doesn't exist in Shemayim if it were not for our decision to see him in Shemayim. Which is also, we have this notion, I remember hearing it first and being amazed by it, by when I heard from the Chovetz HaLevavos that the way that bitachon works is that if you have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have more hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have bitachon, then he's masir ma hashkacha asu mimenu. meaning to say that your awareness, your perception, is the kviyas hadavar. Again, not b'mitzius the mitzius, because ein al mavaduksev, but in hasaga, our awareness of God is what gives God space. Kavyachol ein hu yoshev b'shamayim, v'chein b'sifri, in parshas le'sabracha. If it were not for the Torah and all that comes along with it, as well as Perek Shira, which we saw before, meaning to say, if it were not for what was going on down here, then there would be no value, no purpose for the expression in the world of Atzilus. The radical revelation, the impossible revelation in the world of Atzilus, is only to enable us down here in the world of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah to deal with that revelation in Atzilus. And if there's no dealing with that revelation from Atzilus down here in the worlds of separation, then there's no tachlis to the revelation of Or Atzilus. Hashem doesn't need to reveal himself to himself. Hashem wants to reveal himself to us, which is the biggest chiddush possible, because we're the opposite. We're the very opposite. We're the most opposite that can possibly be opposite. And so that's when the Nefesh HaChaim says that if a Yid wasn't learning Torah, if the world wasn't learning Torah for one moment, it would cease to exist. It's not a fire and brimstone teaching that, oh, the world is not valuable without your learning. It means it would cease to exist, as we spoke about the simultaneity earlier. The moment that notion were possible, there would be no purpose for the Gilui and Atzilus, and everything would be Chozer back to what it was. And it's only through the engagement of Torah and the accomplishment of mitzvos, which is really the engagement with the lowest possible expression of physicality, our actions down here are the things that give sustenance and purpose and upkeep to the revelations that HaKadosh Baruch is revealing down in the world of Atzilus. And it's the notion of avoida letzorach gavoya, that divine worship is not only for the value of down here, but also it provides a certain benefit up there. Mikama sifrei kedusha elyon. Kamo she'arichu b'zeh Haram Gabay, Rav Meir ibn Gabay b'sefer avoida sakodesh. Avoida sakodesh is also the sefer that gives us the light of Rabbeinu Azriel of Geroina, which is mamish just the Hashla and the Nefesh HaChaim. V'kedei lahamid, the fact that the Leshem is quoting Nefesh HaChaim is a significant point, because Leshem did not necessarily agree with the other Talmidei HaGra, or those who identified as Talmidei HaGra, even before him, because he felt that there was a deviation or a shift in terms of how to understand the metaphoricity of Kabbalah. But the fact that he's quoting Nefesh HaChaim is a really important way to learn Nefesh HaChaim if we're looking at what the Leshem is giving us. But I am Bezayir HaKadosh, right? And that's Shar Aleph in Nefesh HaChaim that speaks about the Avodah Tzarek Avoah. But I am Bezayir HaKadosh Parshas B'chukosai B'chol Masha Ha'adam Mekayim V'oyser Ritzoni Yisparach Shemoy Lamata. And everything that a person does down here in order to accomplish the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hinu Mekayim U'mamir U'metakin U'boynas Digmasa B'shayrish V'ayro Asher Lamalam Lamala. Everything that I'm doing down here, everything that I'm engaged in order to uphold and keep up and refine and build down here, there is an immediate replication, a dugma, an image of it, b'sharasho, in its source and in its light above in the world of Atzilus. Umikol shekein, k'sha'adam oisek lamata b'pnimiyas ha-Torah. All the more so when a person spends time down here studying Pnimiyas HaTorah. Why? Shehu b'inyanei or kedushasa atma asher ba'atzilus. Pnimiyas HaTorah is the chelik of Torah that speaks in the world of Atzilus. Torah Sanigla speaks in the world of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, of kosher and pasul and usur and mutter and tameh and tahor, and the shisha sidrei mishnah and the six sides of zman nakat in time awareness that is emergent after chet of the Eitz Hadas. The Torah of Atzilus, and Rav Chaim Vital spends a lot of time in his Hakdama to Eitz Chaim Kadisha, which was really, I heard from Rav Moshe Shachlita, really a hesped for the Arizal, as to why the Arizal wasn't zoichet to bring Mashiach, because people are not learning it properly. People are mamish not learning the Torah of Atzilus. Doesn't mean, God forbid, la'afuke, the Torah of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, adarava, to reveal the Or of Atzilus there is ikker. But it means that a person has to live and think about the ideas in their refined space. That's the value of Olam HaAtzilus. That if whatever I'm doing down here awakens something up there, if I'm learning a sugya in Niglos HaTorah, So that's not going to be Me'oirer Miyad in the world of Atzilus, but what I'm speaking out, Zer Anpin, Malchus, Abba V'ima, Oilam HaAtzilus, those words are buttons, they're piano chords that mamish tap into the very space in which those emergent things are taking place. And again, this is fundamental to the Shita of Lashon and learning Kabbalah, why it's not about the metaphor. It's not about what it means in the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Ah, it means a Hanhagas, a Mishpat, Ramchal, or those who learn Ramchal too much. That's beautiful. Find it in magnetism, find it in quantum, find it in all of the physical manifestations. But that's not the secret. That's the fact that, yeah, the secret is emes and it will be nislabish everywhere. But the secret of the secret is the fact that all we have is the language. We have no idea what anything means. All we have is the language given over to us by Rabbeinu Azriel in the language of the Rashbi, in the language of Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim, and the language of Torah Moshe. Meaning the worlds of Kabbalah, the words of Panimius HaTorah, are higher than the hislabshus of the engarbment of God's light in the worlds of separation. Because when I'm studying the Torah of Atzilus, when I'm studying Panimius HaTorah, I am accessing the holy light of his essence, so to speak, in the world of Atzilus, without any engarbment in the worlds of separation. And there's a deeper value, as the Leshem hinted to in his Akdama to the Sefer, that in truth, you know, Kavod Elokim Haster Davar, that if you want to reveal the true Kavod Elokim, learn Panimius HaTorah, Haster Davar, learn that which is concealed. A way to understand this distinction in the value of studying the world of Atzilus versus studying a Torah in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah is the distinction with regards to the halachos of writing the holy names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the rest of the Torah. Because ki hashemos tzarech lekadshim bekedusha kefula noisif al kedusha shar kol haTorah. Because the names themselves need to be refined with a doubled level of holiness in addition to the holiness that is expressed in the rest of the Torah. V'agam shekol haTorah kulo harehu shemoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenizke la'el. And even though the entirety of the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we described earlier in the name of the Ramban, im kol zehim chilukim bedin, there's still a distinction of halachic engagement, v'tzarech b'ashemos l'kadshim b'kedusha yaseirah, which we saw, the Leshem, when he was writing, we saw he bolded the names. He was toivel before making the ink for his writing, because his writing was his mode of expression. But the shemos havaya are different, they're bolded. Mishum shashar kol haTorah hu melubish b'eza nosa me'olam hazeh. The rest of the Torah is at least engarbed with some element of this worldliness. Masha'ein kein hashemos, which is not the case when it comes to the names, Shehem Allah Atzmo Yisbarach Shemo, which are a direct way, B'chol Kareinu Elav. Elav V'lo Milibidos, Avalchei Neim Tzorichim Kedusha Yisera. Let's go weiter. Kein hu nakel havin al derech zeh. We can also understand simply with this understanding, Tosefes Hamala VaHakadusha Asher LaOisik BaOiris HaAtzilus Atzmo Asher LaMala MeHa'Elam Misbriya Yetzirah Nasiya. There's also a Kabbalah of Briya Yetzirah Nasiya. We can talk about Malachim. We can talk about, God forbid, Kabbalah Maisis, which the Leshem has. We're going to see a very, very real and fully expressed pushback and denial of the validity of not look. There were tzaddikim who were able to be mitaseik, but nowadays, the Leshem is stressing that that's not the point, that's bia, that's the worlds of separation, it's not oilam ha'atzilus. That's hakshama, that's malachim. Atzilus is higher than malachim. We can understand the value of talking in the lights of atzilus rather than talking below in the worlds of separation. When a person is studying and learning these ideas, they are encountering a direct, albeit mediated, but it's a mediated immediacy and an encounter with the lights of Atzilus, without any hislabshus. And the person themselves becomes the site and the place where the Shechina HaKadosh rests. Like we said earlier in the seventh perek, ki seichel umaskil umuskal echadu. That when a person is studying Torah, like the Baal HaTanya says in Perek Daled, a person is encountering a full engagement with unity. Because the notion of the mind, the contemplation within the mind, and the contemplated object or subject are all unified. Which means that when my seichel is utilizing my haskalah to be maskil on a certain muskal, that I am fully surrounded by and saturated with the very expression of the Torah at that point. And so if that's the case, then when I'm studying the Torah and Atzilus, I am quite literally encountering a slabshus and an encounter with Hashras Hashchina. That's Torah Lishma. To be mistabik to the Or Ein Sof that is hidden within the osios of the Torah. Not to deny the osios of the Torah, but to see the Or Ein Sof within the very expression of the osios of Torah. V'chein ba'asko bazeh, as well as when a person engages in this, hinu makayim metaken es oisam agiluyum lamala. In addition to the benefit the individual has by studying these things, by studying them we allow the emergence and the repair and the fuller rectification of these very things as well. K'may shekasav ba'akdamas hazoya bereshis, as it says in the beginning in the beautiful hakdam of the Zohar HaKadosh, when Rashbi and his son Rabbi Elazar Bray were walking around, v'chein ba'akdamas tikunim, because in the Zohar HaKadosh says, Rashbi says to his son, Rabbi Elazar, Pasach picha ve'iru dvarecha, open up your mouth and allow your words to illuminate, because every word that you say creates a new world. That Chedushei Torah are new universes. U'lachein ku agodol achiyuv la'asik b'chachas ha'emes, and therefore you have this full demand and command to study Pnimiyas HaTorah kol mi she'ra'uy lo. And as we know from the Hakdama, nobody has the right to say they're not ra'uy. K'may shekasav b'tikunim tikun lamed ayin sham b'hagra. V'cheinu b'kama mekoymes b'zohar HaKadosh. K'mo shaharich ha-sefer v'yakal Moshe b'akdama, v'chein ha-Rav Chaim Vital b'akdama Seitz Chaim b'divus Warsa. Basher ha-Zohar HaKadosh hu kulo miyusad al zeh. The Zohar is fully built on this, on expressing the lights of Atzilus. Hine kol devarev heim setumim v'chatumim. It's for that reason that they're concealed and hidden, because they're representing something concealed and hidden. If it was representing something that could be grasped, it would be a clear language. And as Leshem is going to say later on, you can have a clarity of language and it still remains a sod, because the content that's being conveyed remains ungraspable. And that's why it's sasim v'chasim. Not because it's hidden because there's some magical mystery behind it. It's hidden because that's the very nature of what it's coming to express. L'chein ha'ir Hashem yisparach ha'seinayinu v'shalach lanu es isha elokim kadosh maran ha'arizal. After the Zohar HaKadosh, it was chasim. The Arizal was a gilui. He was a tzaddik me'yechidei hadoros. Yechidei hadoros, singular revelations within history to give a new shape to a previous Torah. V'hu pasach lefanenu es shari oira b'chol drusha v'asher darash. And he opened in front of us gates of light with every drush that he was doirish. V'gila letalmidei ne'eman beso. V'vatik v'chasid harachu. And he revealed everything to his honest and fundamental student, the Chassid Rav Chaim Vital, Zecher Lebracha. Behim kol sifrei ha'arizal asher kasram harachuzal. Beprat sefer HaKadosh v'hanoira etz chayim asher lefanenu shu roish v'rishon v'ikari l'chol asfarim. That's what Tomei HaChaim Zachu is a perish on etz chayim. Asher lefanenu shu rosh v'rishon v'ikari l'chol svarav v'pesach v'shar l'chol divrei ha'zayar HaKadosh. Here it's amazing. The Leshem is the one who gives us the Arizal fully. Leshem, the Balasulam, the Rashash in different ways. The Rashash mainly. But the Leshem is still saying here, the whole Tachlis, what's the Tachlis of all the writings of the Arizal? To come back to the Zohar HaKadosh. To come back to the Zohar. The Arizal was Megala how to read the Zohar HaKadosh. That's how he was Zoicha to Gile Eliyahu in Mitzrayim, because he was learning Zohar HaKadosh. And the Tachlis is to now have the Kelim of the Ari to go back to the Zohar HaKadosh. And then to go back to Toras Moshe. And the Arizal spoke in width and in length the general ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. From the loftiest sight of his hidden concealed strength, which is the light of the infinite, it's not the essence, so to speak, which is why it's referred to as a strength, which is already a tzimtzum, or Ein Sof we know is a giloy. It's not the identifiable with the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, is mislabesh within it somehow, but it's not the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Ein Sof is a giloy. Every mukubal says this. Every tzaddik says this. Asher me amisasa ane alama, that Or Ein Sof emerges from his true concealment. Ad giluyav ha'acharon shebechol ane etzalim kulam sheneskale sham b'or kedushas ha'atzmo, down to the bottom of Malchus in the world of Atzilus. Liyos yisoid v'shoyresh l'chol ha'toitzaot sametzias v'anhaga d'chol ha'lamas biya, which then begin to be the source and the root of the existence as well as the management of the worlds of separation. Like we said, the three levels. Before the tzimtzum, from the Tzimtzum to the bottom of Atzilus, and then from the bottom of Atzilus to the worlds of Bri Yitzir and Asiya. Kamo sheyased ha'arizal b'tfilaseinu b'yom hei, in his tefillah to the fifth day, is brought down in the Shari Tzion, asher behev yoyscha ata shoyrish el kol nimsa v'sod kol nivra, that your existence is the root of all that is in existence and the secret of all that is created. V'akavanahu, what's the intention? Hu al giluyev sheba Atzilus. It's referring to the revelations in the world of Atzilus, which we said bear that impossible unity of being a mark of the essence while not being the essence. Shasham niskal al yosher shel chol ha'metzias kula. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself b'chavodei ba'atzmo kav yachol to be the source of all of existence. V'nei midavar etzchayim b'chol sidrei giluyev sheba Atzilus be'ez ofen shenisadru. And what the Arizal in Etzchayim is going to refer to is all of the orders and organizations in which things are organized in the world of Atzilus. U'be'ez epanim shem'irim sham lohitzi pulasa behem, and how they emerge and they shine there in order to allow the purpose or the practical applications of them to emerge. V'seder hislabshus b'chol pratei anetzalim kulam, and the process in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in all of these giluyim and all of the habasha and all of the partsufim, as well as and how he is revealed in his unity in each and every one of them, how all of the multiplicity is not actual multiple, and the interconnection between the partsufim themselves, as well as the seder of the unfolding from the highest level, which was in his hidden strength, to down to their fundamental existence, as well as the emergence of those principles in the world of Atzilus into the worlds of concealment, to the extent that everything is dependent upon and rooted in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed in the world of Atzilus, which is still identifiable, the Shem Havaya that marks the essence that it's coming to conceal and share. Meaning, even though we're not going to be talking about things down here is operating in the world of Atzilus, everything is rooted in the world of Atzilus. And the world of Atzilus is the impossible revelation of that which can't be revealed, which means that even the lowest levels are also bringing us directly to that type of conversation. Almost done, Chevra. It's all found in Eitz Chaim. The Leshem says in Biurim, in his commentary on the Eitz Chaim, he says, Mi shaloi tam tam Eitz Chaim, loi tam tam chayim ba'olam. Someone who has not tasted the Eitz Chaim has never tasted life. And again, it doesn't mean knowing the yesoidos. It means knowing the data. But the Leshem says, I asked the Rebbe Rav Itshemayer Shlita once what the most important part in the Leshem was. And what his answer, or maybe it was his Talmud's answer. His Talmud's answer was that it was the fact that the Leshem writes that every shar in Eitz Chaim can be a yichud, which means that everything can be contemplated, meditated upon, and engaged in for the purpose of spiritual connectivity by way of the mind's attachment to God, not only the study of a text. And what's interesting historically, when the Leshem was in Telz, when the Leshem was learning in the town of Telz, not in Yeshiva's Telz, his introduction to Kabbalah was surprisingly by a mysterious person who learned with him only Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud is the application, right, of contemplation of God's names, divine names, and all of the concepts that those letters represent, and holding up on the infinitude that is expressed in those finite letters. That was the first thing the Leshem learned, to highlight the fact that the Leshem came and learned everything and said, everything here can be made into a Yichud. Everything can be turned into a Yichud. And that's what it means that someone, that's what it means if you haven't tasted Eitz Chaim, you haven't tasted life. Ba'al Zeh Ne'emar, and this notion of what the Arizal revealed to us in Eitz Chaim, Pasuk in Devar Yamim says, Da es alekei avicha, right? Know the God of your father. V'chein mashakasu v'yadatem ayom v'hashivoysa el levavecha, ki Hashem hu elikim, b'shamayim imal v'yal aretz mitachas ein oid. V'da ki oid kama devarim ikariyim hanoige ledivreinu hanal, Kasavnu ba'aruchel biura yote b'sefer deyach elak aleph drush hei simin zayin b'chein yisbar oid l'kamen b'sharm abayim b'ezo Hashem yisbarach v'yisaleh. Leshem here is hinting to his understanding of what Kabbalah Sa'arizal is, which we'll get to b'ezras Hashem. So tam v'nishlam shar aleph of Hakdamas Husha'arim and b'ezras Hashem, I don't know, next week I'll be in America, but the week after we'll start with shar beis b'ezras Hashem.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Sheffa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.